The Native Village Corporation in Angoon on Admiralty Island is petitioning the federal government to take control of a major salmon fishery. Coots Nuwu Incorporated says state management has favored the commercial seine fleet over the needs of subsistence users, and the feds do have subsistence jurisdiction in marine waters. The issue goes to the Federal Subsistence Board this spring. Matt Lichtenstein reports from Petersburg member station KFSK.
Our concern was really born out of what was a shortage of fish for the people in Angoon.
Peter Narrows is general manager for Coots Nuwu, which originally filed its petition with the federal government last May. It claims the state has failed to manage for the subsistence priority required under federal law and instead given the preference to the commercial seine harvest in the Chatham Strait area. In order to provide for conservation and subsistence needs, the petition requests that the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture assert a power known as extraterritorial jurisdiction to stop or limit state-managed commercial salmon fisheries in Chatham Strait and adjacent Icy and Peril Straits in June, July, and half of August. Narrows says Coots Nuwu wants an active management plan that recognizes subsistence law and acknowledges the needs of the people in Angoon.
I think, you know, to say that we're looking to close a commercial effort, you know, on a wholesale basis is more of an overstatement than what our intent is. Our intent is to find what the management tools out there and to utilize them.
Seiners in Chatham mainly target pink salmon in late July and August, but they also catch what the state calls an incidental take of sockeye. The petition claims a broad overlap between seining and sockeye migrations through Chatham. It raises concerns about several area streams, but it's focused on returns to Canal Coup Lake, which is the closest to Angoon on Western Admiralty Island. Angoon residents have been frustrated by a strict bag limit that Narrows calls ridiculously low.
And there is no limit on the amount of fish that the commercial fishermen can catch. So that's really the fundamental problem. Is when you have a limit of, or bag limit of 15 fish per year per household, you're not meeting the needs of the resident user, the rural user there.
We're very committed to providing for subsistence, and in this particular instance, we recognize that there are some challenges that are involved.
That's Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner Dave Bedford, who says the state is looking at ways to address the concerns over Canal Coup, like making it easier for fish to get up waterfalls. But he says it's hard to see how federal management and more limits on the commercial fishery would have a meaningful impact. He emphasizes that the seine fleet's already restricted by timing as well as the complete closure of certain sockeye migration areas like Mitchell Bay just outside Canal Coup.
So I think that the timing of the fishery in and of itself is offset from the migratory timing of that particular stock.
As a matter of policy, Bedford says the department would not support an extension of federal jurisdiction into state waters. The Chatham Strait area is a major part of the state's seine fishery, and Bedford says the implications of a federal closure would be profound. Right now, the Federal Office of Subsistence Management in Anchorage is working on a staff analysis of the issue. That's expected to come out in time for the Southeast Regional Subsistence Advisory Council to discuss it and listen to public comments during a meeting in Juneau the week of March 19th. Forest Service subsistence biologist and council advisor Cal Cassipit says the Federal Subsistence Board is slated to meet in Juneau right after that to come up with a recommendation for the Secretary of Agriculture. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.